Okay, pardon the background noise. We have major breaking news. In this case, some positive news. We did it, folks. We did it together. We, by exposing the camps in the Darien Gap area of Panama, we exposed with Michael Yon, myself at Brighton Natural News, and then InfoWars and Alex Jones had us on. We exposed this, and Proxy President Joe Biden and Border Chief Mayorkas have announced the closure of this human trafficking factory system at the Darien Gap. They're going to close down San Vicente camp and also, what was the other one, Lajas Blancas, I think was the other camp name. They're going to close those down and other camps in the area that have shuttled hundreds of thousands of illegals into the United States from around the world with great human suffering as part of it. And I want to be clear that part of my message here today, and I'll cover this more in studio at Brighton Broadcast News, but part of my message is that my heart goes out to these people. I interviewed 16-year-old Emily, who is from Venezuela, and she was there with her family, her father, her brothers. They fled tyranny, and they're on their way to the United States. And she was able to speak pretty good English, actually. And so I did an interview with her. You can see that on brighttown.com. And she and her family have been subjected to horrendous conditions, horrendous costs, trekking through who knows how many miles of jungle and wetlands and mud and boats and rivers to get to this camp. And they're stuck there, by the way. They don't have any way out of the camp because it's $40 a ticket for every passenger to get on a bus and be taken to Costa Rica. Well, guess what? They don't have $40. You know why? Because everybody's freaking robbed on the way there. And most of the women are raped. And the United Nations hands out rape kits to all the young women because they know they're going to be raped. And so we actually have the United States under Mayorkas and the United Nations with its OIM organization that is all about mass migration to destroy nations, by the way. They are encouraging people to go on these routes. They're encouraging people to subject their young daughters to rape and violence and robbery, death. And Michael Yon was telling me, this is on the video, that in some areas, it's so dangerous to trek down the side of a mountain that these young mothers that have their babies with them, there's a river below, they have to fling their babies into the river below, and then friends pick the babies up out of the water because it's too dangerous to walk down this treacherous path with a baby in your arms. Like, that's more risky. So in order to save the baby, they literally have to fling the baby. I know this sounds unreal. They have to fling the baby off the side of the mountain into the river. And then, you know, can you imagine? What the? I mean, that poor child, you think they're going to be afraid of heights and water and everything? Yeah. I mean, that's freaking trauma. But this is what these people are put through. And, you know, my heart goes out to a lot of these people in the sense that they're victims of this globalist agenda to try to overthrow the United States. Now, I understand. I mean, I don't support illegal immigration. Let's be clear. I want immigration to be legal, lawful, and I want discernment. I want the United States to be able to say, okay, yeah, these specific people, these are good people. We've done the background checks. They have knowledge and education and you know, good values, and we'd love those people to come in. But at the same time, these gangsters over here, you know, these criminals that were just released from the prisons in El Salvador, yeah, we don't want them. You know, we need to be able to say those things and have that discernment. Otherwise, you know, frankly, we don't have a nation. But my heart goes out to these victims who are being raped and murdered and injured and killed on this trek because they believed the Biden regime, they believe what Mayorkas told them, because the U.S. and the U.N., they run advertising campaigns in Central and South America and Haiti and many other countries, probably even in the Middle East. They run advertising campaigns to get people to come to the Darien Gap and go through these camps and get on the buses and go to Costa Rica. And then they make their way up through Mexico and then to the border where they're waiting for Biden to grant them all amnesty, which is, of course, part of the Biden regime's ultimate goal here. So these people are put through this. They are exploited in a human trafficking operation that is engineered and funded and run by the United States government working with the United Nations. Now, how is that not treason against the United States? How is it that Mayorkas isn't being arrested and prosecuted for treason, actual treason, because this is an act of war against the United States? This is not just replacement theory. This is an act of occupation of a sovereign nation by foreign actors. And the fact that it's being engineered by our own government officials, who frankly are all illegitimate because they were not elected. You know, Biden is only a proxy puppet. He wasn't elected either. Well, how is it that these people are not being arrested? And of course, if Trump were president, you know, he would shut this thing down. But under Biden and Garland at the DOJ, of course, the criminals are running the asylum, which is, that's what you're seeing right now. So this is an unreal crime against humanity, unbelievable levels of human suffering. It's all being engineered for political gain by the Democrats. They need the political gain of replacing Americans. That's what this is about. And these leftists, you know, they love the illegals to come in. They love illegals. They love criminals for some reason. They like to release criminals from the prisons and have them roaming the streets carrying out more violent crimes. These leftists, I tell you what, I think we need a new foreign exchange program. I will trade out any of these America-hating dirtbag leftists for Emily and her family to come in, because I think Emily and her family want to work, want to contribute to society, and want to help make America a better place, whereas these leftists just want to tear the country down. So how about this? For every migrant family that comes in, we got to have one leftist group leave. How about that? That's our foreign exchange program. So that way, there's no net immigration because it's an exchange. And America would be better. We would be way better to have immigrants who fled tyranny rather than have our domestic tyrants who call themselves Americans, but they hate America. Those being, i.e., Democrats and leftists and authoritarians and big tech dirtbags and you know, other similar creatures, and Satanists and child molesters and groomers and, you know, transgender pushers, all these horrible satanic creatures should be pushed out of the country in exchange for good people coming in, people who fled tyranny. Maybe they fled tyranny in even Iran or the Middle East or Syria. Maybe they fled tyranny in Venezuela or Cuba or, you know, Colombia or Peru or Bolivia. It doesn't matter almost. Maybe they fled tyranny in New Zealand these days because New Zealand is a tyrannical regime. I will gladly take the migrants that are fleeing tyranny over the tyrants that are the Democrats in America today. Gladly. So if people ask me, like, am I pro-immigration or anti-immigration? Let me be very clear. I think most of you agree with me on this. I am pro-immigration of American-minded people from anywhere in the world that want to join this incredible nation and contribute to it and follow the laws and work hard and be part of this American dream and build businesses and, you know, be part of it. I'm all pro that. I am 100% against illegal immigration and bringing in the gang bangers and the violent criminals and the rapists and the murderers. But that's who the left really likes, because they want more chaos across America. They want more chaos, more shootings. You know, it feeds into their narrative of gun control and everything else. And also, I'm incredibly disappointed with what many apathetic, left-leaning Americans have become. They're not really Americans anymore, are they? You know, not in spirit, not in soul. They hate the flag. They're triggered by the flag. They hate the very principles of America. They hate the Constitution. They say if you even mention the Constitution, you're an extremist. That's how much they hate it. They hate the flag. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate the First Amendment, obviously, because they violate it every day. They want a totalitarian regime government, which, frankly, is what we currently have. So they're not even Americans. So, yeah, I'll trade those people out every single day for some good, high-quality migrants who want to join America and be part of the American dream. I'll make that trade every day. But whether you are in favor of such kind of immigration, or whether you completely disagree with all immigration and just sealing off all the borders for 10 years or whatever, which has been done before, by the way, regardless of that, you might disagree with me on some of that, and that's fine. You know, we all have our own views on these things, but I'm sure you will completely agree that these families have been made victims by the globalists and by the Biden regime, and that there are innocent people's lives that are being destroyed. There are innocent young girls there that are being raped by the, you know, the gang members, raped in the jungles. Michael Yan was telling us about that yesterday. And then the Panamanian military goes out and tracks down the rapists and lights them up with rifles, by the way, which sounds like exactly the right response to me. But, you know, whatever. I mean, that's what's going on. These families are being victimized. And so this chaotic human trafficking route must be shut down. And now we have the announcement from Biden and Mayorkas, and also from the Panamanian government, by the way, that it will be shut down. But what will be in its place? That's the question. What will they do next? So, frankly, they're going to continue the illegal immigration. They're not going to shut that down. They're just going to probably build more pathways to make it happen more easily for these families, frankly. I mean, that seems to be where this is going. So instead of requiring people to trek through the jungles and float on the boats, you know, down the rivers and, you know, fight their way through to get there, it's just going to be like, oh, we'll pick you up at your house in Venezuela. You know, hop on this bus. We'll take you all the way to, you know, El Paso, Texas, or something like that. That's probably where this is going. And it's all going to be funded by the globalists and by the United Nations and by the USA. And this is going to continue until we take our country back and reinstate common sense immigration restrictions. Obviously, no illegal immigration. We've got to protect the border. We've got to have discernment about who comes in and who doesn't. And we've got to demand that people follow the rule of law. And frankly, those who came to this country illegally as adults should not be granted amnesty. Now, I understand there are a lot of people who are part of American society today who were brought in as children, and it was not their decision to come in. It was their parents' decision. And those children grew up in America, and they went to, you know, American schools, and they speak English just like everybody else, and you couldn't tell them apart from Americans. And some of those people are in limbo about their status as American citizens. And a lot of those people actually work and pay taxes. And I think we need to have an honest discussion about what's the right thing to do for those individuals. If they're willing to pay taxes and contribute to society and be part of America, you know, what's wrong with allowing them to participate in our system? But for adults who willingly and knowingly violate the law and cross the border illegally, we should not be granting them any kind of amnesty. That's my opinion. But if we don't stop this illegal immigration, we won't have an American country, and we won't have a nation remaining. Because if you don't protect your borders and your culture and your language and your values, then you just don't have a nation. And all those things are under constant assault. They are being eroded by the day, torn down on purpose, engineered attacks on all of these systems in America. And they're trying to make the American people obsolete. That's why they don't mind having a lot of vaccines for Americans, but not necessarily vaccinating the illegals coming across the border, because, you know, they have to make sure those illegals can have babies while the Americans are made infertile and or just killed with the mRNA shots. This is a genocide. This is an ethnic cleansing operation to eliminate the American people and replace them with illegals from all over the world. It's exactly what this is. Mayorkas knows it. Biden knows it. The Democrats know, well, if Biden knows anything, well, he may not even know what day it is or who he is for that matter. But you get my point. This is a deliberate campaign to destroy America. So stay tuned for more reports on Brightown.com. Brightown Broadcast News is my daily show. And also, of course, naturalnews.com. And from time to time with breaking news like this, I appear with Alex on Infowars.com. So support Infowars and band.video as well. Thank you for your support.